Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you're here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You're knowing what you are wanting? Sort of. It really is co-creation at its best. You are so much more than you know. You see yourselves in these individual clumps, sitting on chairs, but you are extensions of so much more, and the whole of you is present everywhere you go. You were source energy before you came into these physical bodies, and the larger part of you still is. You are an extension of that, a representation of that, a very important representation of that. And sometimes you are so blended that the whole of you is present in a conversation, in a moment, in a thought, in an idea. Sometimes, in fact, more often than not, in your human form, you do, without meaning to, a fairly extensive job of pinching yourself off from who you really are. Anytime you are feeling any negative emotion, no matter how mild or extreme it is, that negative emotion is the indication of the pinching offness. Spell check does not like Abraham very much. So when you realize that you are an extension of source energy, and the better you feel, the more you are allowing the whole of you in the moment, after a little while, that could be a very easy to recognize and easier than you may know right now goal to accomplish, because it is not a difficult thing to be fully present. Scientists are talking a lot, especially these days, about how much of your consciousness, they're calling it brain, you are actually utilizing, and they've determined that it's not that much. And we want you to understand that your brain is not a storage cabinet. It's not where your experiences have been stored. It's a you are a transmitting and receiving mechanism. You are a vibrational interpreter, and your consciousness is about vibration. So when you focus yourself on some subject, on some condition, on some reality, on something that is important to you, as you give your attention to it, you offer a vibration, whether you call it thought or energy or belief. It's all vibration. It's all what you are doing with your focusing mechanism here and now. And the only thing that you ever need to hear or understand or practice, the only thing that matters in order for you to fulfill your reason for being and to live happily ever after, you got to understand the relationship between the non-physical vibration that is you, that is always vibrating, and you in your physical form. In other words, it's the matching or the mismatching of the vibrational frequencies of these two important perspectives that equal you. If you were really tuned in to who you are, there would be one frequency. It's the frequency of who you are, not a frequency of wanted and belief. When you want something that you doubt, you've got two frequencies going on. And the reason that you have two frequencies going on is because in the moment you identify something as a desire, the larger part of you becomes fixated on that desire. So when the larger part of you is focused upon what you want, but you are in any moment in time focused upon its absence or its unlikelihoodness, playing with Esther because she was editing something yesterday, and she said to us on more than one occasion, "Abraham, you've got to stop making up words." And we said to her, "You're the one drawing the dirty pictures." That's an old joke that Esther and Jerry told each other almost every day. Esther is the one who finds the words, and she's reaching for the word that really means what we mean. And sometimes it's necessary to add extra syllables on words to really make the point. So when you get it that you are an extension of source, and that in every moment you have a relationship with that source, then life becomes easier because your guidance becomes clearer. And when your guidance is clear, and we want to be very clear about what that guidance is about. It's not about someone thinking you should do something different or that you should be something different. It's about you having defined who you want to be and the guidance within you just helping you to feel the path of most allowance, which is the same thing as the path of least resistance to that. You're sort of following what we're getting at? You are the one who has sifted through life, who has defined who you really are and what you really want. And then the source within you is just holding that frequency steady so that you can feel your way to it. Esther remembers playing a game as a child and then later with her own grandchildren, the hot and cold game where someone hides something and then they tell you whether you're warmer or colder in relationship to it. And if the person who hid it knows where it is, and usually they remember, and is letting you know what your physical proximity to it is by the simple warmer, colder, with very little trouble, you can find your way right to it. And your own guidance system functions in precisely the same way. The source within you knows who you have become and knows everything that you desire, and also knows your physical proximity to it. But even more important than your physical proximity to it, we want you to focus upon your vibrational proximity to it, because until you get your vibrational proximity sorted out, you cannot physically realize the things that you want. If you want something that you doubt, your vibrational proximity is all out of whack because you are emitting a signal that keeps you from realizing where what you want is or how to go about it. So, for a while, we were calling this gathering the Science of Deliberate Creation. Science because it's ongoing and you get better and better at the discovery of it. And because once you discover something and you establish that solid basis within you, it provides the next jumping off place for more and more and more and more and more. Deliberate because you want to be deliberate about what you're thinking about. Creating by default is no fun at all. If you're just talking to anybody who talks to you and flowing your vibration all over the place and thinking about what you want in the absence of it and talking about the good and the bad and the things that you want and the pros and the cons and the pluses and the minuses, then you've got your vibration all jacked up. Esther's new term. Not new to you, new to her. So when your vibration is all out of whack like that, then you have no reasonable control over how your life is unfolding, and you have a rough ride. So we want you to understand that through your life you have defined, even without words, often at every level of your being, improvements. You were born to do that. You came into this physical time-space reality with a very clear intention of sifting through in order to determine your personal preferences and improvements. And you do that all day, every day, whether you know that you are or not. Whether when someone is rude, you want a nicer world. When you're rude, you want a nicer world. When you don't have enough of something you want more of it. When you've got something you don't want, you want an improvement in that situation. In other words, all day, every day, you are defining your desires. It's why we like to begin. Do you know what you are wanting? But that's only a small part of the equation, because defining it and being a vibrational match to it are two different things. And your words, no matter how much you say the words of what you want, the universe is not hearing your words. The universe is responding to your vibration. An easy way to understand that is the universe isn't listening to what you say you want. The universe is responding to your vibrational practice about it. So if you really want something, but you really doubt it, and the dominant vibration within you is, it's not working and I don't know how to make it work, and the feeling within you is one of being lost about it, the universe cannot deliver to you a path that's going to be an easy path to it, because you've got a frequency going on that is making it not possible for you to realize the path. Seth, you know about Seth? Seth told Robin Jane, and Jerry and Esther, especially Jerry, devoured those books later on. that you create your own reality. Those were the words that Jane coined in response to what Seth was transmitting to her. You create your own reality. And today, we would like to say to you that, yes, indeed, you create your own reality. But there's a word that we would like to insert that will make it easier for you to understand. You create your perception of reality. You create your perspective of reality. You create your vibrational ability to see reality. You realize reality based upon what you are doing vibrationally. Based upon what you are doing vibrationally. So, have you ever watched a documentary, or have you ever been in the experience yourself where you were an eyewitness to something that someone else was an eyewitness to? And since you were an eyewitness to it, you have a perspective of what happened. And as you explain your perspective, you're sure you're right because you saw what you saw. You perceived it. And then someone else explained what they saw, and what they saw was something different than what you saw. And you're sure they're lying. Because what you saw is very valid and real to you. If there is anything that we would like to present to you in a way and find enough analogies and examples to help you really get it, something that would serve you better than all other things put together that you will ever hear from us or anyone else, it would be that your perspective is uniquely yours. And if you could give up your determination to explain yourself in enough different ways to get other people to see it the way you see it, oh, life would begin being sweet for you right now. If you could just accept that everybody gets to create their version of reality, and that you will waste your life in trying to get them to accept your version. Because the life that they've lived and the vibration that they're offering is the reason that they see it as they see it. You can live in the same community and have two very different lives. And what most of you say is, well, of course we live different lives. That guy lives in a mansion, and I don't. Of course his perspective is different than mine. That guy inherited money from his daddy, and I didn't. Of course we have different perspectives. That person was born da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. As you try to explain why you are not all living the same, you miss the only point that matters. You have different perceptions of reality over which you have complete control. But most humans do not exercise any control over your perception of reality because you're so busy dividing and defining and cataloging and pigeonholing reality into different piles and placing judgment upon it. Oh, that's a bad thing. Let's put all those bad things over there. And those bad things over there, and they're different in their badness, but they still, they're bad things. And as you spend that natural time defining whether you want it or not, you also, without meaning to, practice the vibrational frequency of the very things that you put in the bad piles. And then, because it's part of your vibration, it prevents you from discovering the good piles because your vibration's all wrapped up in what's in the bad piles. And then, we love you so much. You know what's coming next after that statement. And then, you look to something outside of you to make the difference. You look for someone else to fix it. It started with your mother or your father or someone up close to you. Please change this condition. There is a condition in my reality that I see that I don't like. And when I look at that condition, I feel bad. And I don't want to feel bad. That's the first thing you knew about yourself. You don't like feeling bad. So when you're looking at a condition and you feel bad and you associate feeling bad with that condition, then of course it's logical. We get it. Why you want that condition to change. But you are not the boss of those conditions. You are not the creator of someone else's reality. You cannot control the conditions. You are the creator of your own reality. So, in your physical format, have you run across the concept or the notion of unconditional love? Been hearing it. A lot of people talk about it. hardly anybody gets it. Most think that unconditional love means look at a condition that is horrible and love it. So you need a lot of practice at that. But you can't look at unwanted and be a vibrational match to wanted, so you're never able to accomplish that. That's what makes you want to define things and explain things. But we want you to understand that what unconditional love is, we're going to make it easier for you. Unconditional love, unconditional clarity, unconditional appreciation, unconditional alignment, because love and appreciation and clarity and eagerness and all of those words that describe good feeling, they all mean alignment with source, and that's what love is. Alignment, pure alignment, non-resistance. So unconditional love or clarity is about being in love or clarity. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. But it was not, the words unconditional love are not just a goal for you to accomplish. It is also the process by which to accomplish it, all in the sentence. Unconditional love means love. We've enjoyed this interaction immensely. It means, do you know what it means? Can you feel what it means? It means withdrawing your attention from the condition that prevents the love. Unconditional love means the conditions, there are conditions that you love and there are conditions that you don't love, but when you train yourself to sift and sort for the best conditions, you train yourself to be a conditional liver. You're looking at conditions, and if there are good conditions, you feel wonderful, and if there are not good conditions, you feel terrible, but then you have no control because your reality is full of conditions. Have you noticed? There are conditions everywhere. Don't turn on the television, whatever you do. It will bring a myriad of conditions to you. The television news networks, they scour the planet for things that they know will frighten you. And they dramatize them and they put them on 24-hour cycles and they put music behind them and they bring them right into your living room and they say, practice unconditional love. And we say, you just can't look at that stuff. Without the opinion of your source about it rising in a vibrational frequency that will let you know where you are in relationship with it, you see. So unconditional love means you got to decide that first and foremost you want to be in alignment, and if it requires withdrawing your attention from conditions that don't allow your alignment, then so be it. That's what unconditional love is. It's caring more about love than about perusing the conditions. It's about caring more about alignment or love, appreciation, clarity, than being right. Oh. That's hard to take, isn't it? When you decided to come forth into this physical body, you did not say, I'll go forth, I'll be born, splat. And I will find the right way of living, and I will convince others to come that way with me. You didn't say anything like that. You said, oh, what a wonderful world this is. The diversity of this time-space reality will provide for me the most wonderful format for new ideas to be born within me that can be realized by me. Not new ideas that can be born within me that I will then take everyone else by the hand and show them the error of their ways and the rightness of my ways. Not one of you said that. You were aligned with source then. But then you get here and you don't feel so good, and your assumption is that the reason that you don't feel good is because that condition makes you feel bad. So then you set out to change a condition that you have no control over, and then you get defeated, and then you become so judgmental about the way others live. Those far from you, those in masses, and those up close to you. You know, I felt a lot better before you said that to me. You shouldn't have said that to me. you should not have said that to me. I was happy before you said that to me. But now you've said that to me. I'll never forget that you've said that to me. I'm going to use the fact that you said that to me as my reason to be miserable for the rest of my life. Oh, don't try to take it back now. It's too late. You can't take it back. My misery is my own. You're laughing, but you do it every day. Felt a lot better before that happened. If this condition were different than it is, then I would feel better. Maybe so. But if your feeling better is contingent upon that condition changing right before your eyes, you're in deep doo-doo. Because there is a momentum to all things. Things don't just happen. There is a momentum about them. Law of attraction and momentum are the same word. Law of attraction says that which is like to itself is drawn. So when you give your attention to something, you activate a vibration within you about it, and things like that then are coming to you. And once you cross the 17-second mark, you've got some momentum going. Once you are 17 seconds, and you cross the 68-second mark, you've got enough momentum going that without a conscious decision about it, it's going to take off for a little while until you sleep. And the nice thing about sleeping is when you sleep, momentum stops. You can pick it right up and usually do the next day, but you don't have to. So as we're visiting with you about creating your own perception of reality, it may feel to you that we're trying to teach you how to control the conditions of your life. That isn't what we are wanting to teach you at all. We want to teach you to control your alignment with your broader perspective, because that's where your happiness is. The success that you're seeking is alignment. But then we have to say to you that once you consistently find that alignment, the conditions of your life will meld and mold and become vibrational matches to the frequency that you are predominantly offering. So you will change the conditions, but we want to say to you, you can't let the changing of conditions be the motive for the reason that you are finding alignment, because if the changing of a condition is the motive behind finding the vibrational alignment, now your attention is upon the condition and you cannot get there from there. You cannot get there from there. Then you step into what you call tolerance. You just put up with it. You fool yourself. You kid yourself. You use words. You get a smile on your face and you say happy sounding things while you are emitting a vibration that is different from that. That doesn't work out very well, does it? So here's the basic statement that we want you to hold in your mind as you are moving forward forevermore. The universe does not hear what you say. The universe hears what you mean. And what you mean is what you're offering vibrationally. And you know what you mean by the way you feel. So if you are feeling uncomfortable about something, you have some refocusing to do in order to bring the discomfort into comfort. And as you begin to discover that you have the ability to bring yourself into that comfortable alignment, oh, then so many things that you've been wanting will flow into your experience. You have been sifting and sorting, and in the process, you've been launching these rockets of desires. And in the process, you've created a vibrational version of the reality that you are seeking. Now, we want you to understand that to you, it's a future version of a reality that you are looking for. But to us, it's an existing reality that you've already carved out that does exist. Can you hear the difference in that? When you want more money, you become vibrationally more prosperous. And even though you doubt it and you don't let it flow into your experience, you have become a more vibrationally prosperous being. So we began talking to you about this vortex. It's a vibrational reality that exists, that existed in part before you even came into this physical body, and that you've been adding to vibrationally ever since. And so for a while, we talked about it for quite a while with you. We wrote a whole book about getting into the vortex, being a vibrational match to the vibrational reality that is you. And after a while of listening to us, you were very kind and nice and patient with us as you were watching Esther wave her arm around about this place that you can't really see, while Abraham insisted that this is a vortex of creation and that everything you want is in there. And if you could just look more carefully, you could see it, that this is the vibration, this is the vortex, and you want to get in there. And you say, oh, okay, I don't actually see anything. Now that I'm in there, and then we said, of course, you don't see it or hear it or smell it or taste it or touch it, because that's all about the manifested version. In other words, the vibrational reality is, hear this, We're only going to say it to you a million times. The vibrational version of it is, oh, we can't wait to tell you, and yet we want to let there be enough suspense that you remember when we do tell you. The vibrational version is unconditional. Now, there should be a lot bigger gasp in the room. Because what that means is the conditions have not been realized yet by you. You began saying things to us such as, Abraham, I'll accept your odd version of all of this. I can accept that I was something before I was this. And I'll even accept that that something still exists and that there is some relativity to it. And I guess I can accept that my emotions speak to that relationship. And I'll play your silly game. Okay, there's a vortex. There's a vortex and everything I want is in it. So Abraham, how do I get my money out of the vortex and into the bank? That's what I really want to know. And it's really what we want you to know. There's no satisfaction. You're physical beings. You've come forth into this physical time-space reality. You are creators. You have come to manifest things. It is never our intention to get you to just be happy with the vibrational version of things. We just want you to know that the vibrational version of things exists and that it does have a frequency and that you've got to feel yourself to the frequency before there is a match and before it can be realized by you. If you want money and you're complaining about not having enough, your money is not going to come out of the vortex into your bank account because there is too much vibrational discord going on with you. So over time, we've been explaining lots of different ways. You got to find the feeling of the money. And you say to us, and we understand, how can I find the feeling of something that isn't? And we say, but you see, you've trained yourself so conditionally. You have been such responders to conditions that you don't realize that you could respond to a vibration and create a condition. You did not come to face reality. You came to create reality. But you can't create a new reality while you've got your undivided attention upon the reality that exists. If you let what is be the reason that you offer the vibration that you offer, it's just going to keep repeating itself. Different places, different faces. Same scenario over and over and over and over again. You don't need our word for that. You know it. You've been living it, haven't you? Different places, different faces, but not much shifting. If you just keep looking at what is and talking about what is and joining groups that also are agreeing about what is, as you keep talking about what is and how much you don't like what is and how long you've been living what is that you don't want to live what is and how many others are living the same what is that you don't want and how somebody else should do something about changing the condition about what is so that you could just observe what is and feel better. And we say, give it up. Give it up. You're only going to continue to perpetuate what is. And a lot of what is pretty sweet, isn't it? There's a lot of what is that you want to continue. There's a lot of what is that is good as it is and is getting better all the time. There is a lot of what is that is really the way you want it to be. But there is some of what is that is not the way you want it to be. And those things, you've got to get your attention off of the what isness of them and onto the vibrational essence of what you are seeking. So Esther's been listening to us. Every time we get on a new rant about something, Esther believes us because she's never found a shred of evidence to the contrary of anything that we've ever said. So she digs into the process that we recommend and finds the manifestational results. So recently, she's been noticing conditions that are not pleasing. Some conditions that are mildly annoying. Some conditions that are enormously annoying. Some conditions that are unspeakably uncomfortable in the world. There are things that you don't want to be going on. So when she finds herself, for whatever reason, giving her attention to one of those conditions, and she takes the emotional hit of it, she can feel that the opinion of her inner being and the opinion of her, that the opinion of Abraham and the opinion of her are very different opinions because she can feel the discord, the negative emotion, the tug of war. So she's been sitting with her book and writing the condition, the unwanted condition. This is what's going on, and I sure would feel better if that condition did not exist. And then she acknowledges, but it does exist. It's not my job or my capability. It's not my work. It's not for me to do to change the condition. It just exists. It's also not my work to accept the condition. It is a condition. It's a condition. And then she writes, it's been very helpful for her, if this condition could change to one I prefer, I would feel like this. And then she begins writing some of the emotions that she would feel. I would feel freer, she usually writes. I'd feel better. I would feel happier. I would feel better. And then she sits and writes those emotional words, because after all, isn't everything you want, whether it's a material object, a state of being, a pile of money, isn't everything that you want it because you think you would feel better if you had it? So sometimes she'll write a page or two or three or four emotional words. She repeats herself over and over again. She writes the word fun a lot. It would be more fun. I'd feel more clear. I'd feel more proud. I'd feel more sure. I would feel love. I would feel better. I would feel so good. I would feel exhilarated. I would feel lighthearted. I'd feel that being on vacation feeling. I would feel ease. I would feel sure. I would feel loved. I would feel love. I would feel loved. I would feel loved. I would feel loved. I would feel blessed. I would feel so happy. I would feel glad. And she just writes that and writes that and writes that and writes that and writes that. Before she knows it, she feels those ways because she has distracted herself from the condition, and now she is experiencing unconditional alignment. Are you following? It sounds so simple, it sounds silly. But if you want to feel happy, you've got to figure out how to withdraw your attention from conditions that you cannot change. And even before that, it would be very helpful if you would accept that you cannot change any condition other than the way you feel. So the other day, Esther's been listening to us talking about this. We've been talking about it quite a bit. And she's determined because she so wants to feel good. So she was sitting in Texas in a chair in her living room that looks out across the pool. And she was in such a heightened state of well-being that as she looked out there and saw the crane statues, they're just magnificent, and the beautiful oak trees that are right there, right on the other side of her pool. And the pool itself and all of its engineering and beauty and sound, as she looked around, and then the red bird that stood on the point of a tip of a tree and just looked at her. And as Esther is looking at all of this, she is feeling, she's reaching for words to describe to you. You sort of have to kind of be there, but rapturous, elation, unspeakable well-being, indefinable well-being, all the well-being of the world being experienced by her right now. It's a feeling of feeling blessed and loved. And as she sat there, basking in this moment in time and loving the idea of it lasting forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, it started fading as she focused a little lackfully. And then she said, "Aha, Abraham, I've caught you in a inconsistency here because these are conditions that I am focused upon and I feel good. So don't talk to me about unconditional love, because these are conditions and I love them." And we said, "Here's the difference. You were in that state of love before you realized the depth of the beauty of these conditions. You weren't using these conditions to conjure the feeling of love. You were there and then you realized them." It's the horse before the cart thing, isn't it? In other words, feels like nitpicking. It feels like splitting hairs. It feels like something that we are making more simplistic than you want it to be. But it is that easy. You just have to decide that you want to feel good and stop thinking about things that keep you from feeling good. You're like a cork that bobs on the surface, and that's what feeling good is. You can hold that cork under the water, but when you let go, it's going to bob back up. And this is the thing that we want you to realize about you, yourself and others. And most of you don't realize it about yourself and others. Happiness is your natural state and would be your state if you weren't thinking thoughts that introduce contradictory energy that keep you from being where the source within you is. That is your natural state. And if you are not happy in any moment, something is out of whack, and it's you. And the reason that you're out of whack in the majority of cases is because you're looking at a condition that you have formerly believed needs to be different, that you can't make different, not fast enough anyway. And so you're standing in discord and giving the condition. All right, so you heard that clearly, didn't you? Now we want to give you another piece of this, because as you integrate this, do you accept, and don't say it if you don't mean it, and it won't hurt our feelings if you don't say it and you don't mean it. We're just going to lead you down a logical path of understanding. So just be real about it. Do you accept, do you believe, does it make sense to you that you are more than this? Yes. That there was something that existed before you got here? And is it logical that that source energy still exists and is aware of you? Well, then you've got everything that you really need to know figured out, because now all you have to do is understand that that source energy part of you is resistance free. And when you're not, you don't feel so good because you're depriving yourself of that alignment, which is natural. So this is the next little piece of this, that as you follow along with us here, so many things are going to come together in your mind and everything's going to become easier and better feeling for you. Do you accept that you came into this life experience with reason or purpose? Yes. And that expansion is the reason or purpose? Moreness. More. So, is it therefore, leading questions, logical to you that what exists now is the bouncing off for what's coming? Isn't that logical? So now we just want to put a very simple question to you, and we want you to ask it of yourself often, every day, several times a day. Did you come to catalog, pigeonhole, document, justify, rationalize what is, or did you come to bounce off of it?
Bounce.
Really. So do you feel, we've sort of led you along to this awareness, can you feel how really silly it is to be spending so much time defining what is? Explaining it, defending it, justifying it, cataloging it, pigeonholing it, comparing it. Can you feel how it just all exists for you to bounce from? And can you feel that you kind of want to give your attention to where you're bouncing to rather than what you're bouncing from? And do you realize that if you're all of your attention, or even most of it, is on what you're bouncing from, you don't bounce to anything different. You just keep recreating what is. And that really is the thing that we want you to recognize and realize. You are the creator of your own perception of reality, and you are source energy in physical bodies, and you came into this time-space reality with very clear intention of living joyfully ever after. And you knew that there would be enough dynamics, that there would be enough variety and contrast to help you make constant new decisions about what you want, and you knew that you had the ability to move toward all of that. But you also knew that it wasn't the arriving at the destination that you were about. It's the journey. It's the continual finding of alignment. And so, one last bold statement that we want you to contemplate. And once you contemplate it and come over time to accept it completely, it is our promise to you that you will then begin your living happily ever after phase of your life experience. Sometimes as your path is unfolding, the perfect thing along the path is a problem coming into greater clarity. Because at the same time that a problem is coming into greater clarity, you are creating the solution in your vortex. Then all you got to do, once you have sufficiently created the solution by poking around at the problem, You just have to decide to be a little more unconditional for just a little while, and the solution will reveal itself to you in very short order. You're going to reach the point that you bless every problematic person in your experience. Oh, you are responsible for major growth within me. I would not be the person I am today if it were not for the harassment that you have provided for me. I'm so appreciative of everything that you've caused me to desire that you're not. And when I gained the wisdom to stop making your deficiencies be the basis of my vibration, then everything that you helped me to become, I began to realize. And then you're going to love all of the components of this magnificent world, because we really are all in this together. And when you stop needing to demand the conditions to be a certain way for you at a certain time, you will find freedom. You will find the freedom that you've been looking for. You'll find the joy that is natural to you. And you will begin the living happily ever after phase of your life experience, which, as far as we are concerned, should be the only phase that you were ever in. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. You have some things you want to talk about? Very good. We'll have a very good conversation here today. Be easy about it. If we don't call on you, don't worry about it, because for the most part, everything that you want to know, we've already explained to you already. So there's no possible way that you will leave here not understanding what you've come. And the fact that you have a question already formulated means that as your question has been in the becoming, the solution or answer has been in the becoming too. So it would be very easy for us under these conditions to just reach over there and weave it into the conversation, and you will feel the resolution that you've been looking for.